app for the seating devices prescription process. Adriana Ann Klein 1, Rosalita Diaz Lopes 1, 2-1 Department of Electronic Systems Engineering, Polytechnic School at University of São Paulo 2 Interdisciplinary Center in Interactive Technologies from University of São Paulo. Introduction. According to World Health Organization, WHO, there are in the world 70 million people who need to use wheelchairs for locomotion. 1, 2. Recent studies indicate that wheelchairs are not always appropriate for their users. 3. And in developing countries, less than 5% of those who need a wheelchair have access to a suitably adjusted model. 1, 4. Seating prescription makes the individualized wheelchair more suitable for posture, comfort and functionality. 5. In Brazil, the process of evaluation of seating is carried out by rehabilitation professionals and the prescription is directed to technicians of specialized manufacturing, generating a wheelchair customized as final product. The fail of systematization in this process favors communication failures of what was prescribed by the rehabilitation professional, which may lead to errors of interpretation by the technician and in the final product delivered to the user. The purpose of this study was to investigate the processes involved in the prescription of seating in Brazil and to propose an architecture for electronic platform to support the prescription of seating. Methods design. This was an investigative, exploratory and descriptive study. We have collected information from 14 Brazilian rehabilitation centers, public and private, that carry out the seating prescription procedure for elaboration of an electronic system or app for seating prescription. The study was approved by the Research Ethics Board of the Faculty of Medicine, University of São Paulo. Informed written consent was obtained from all participants. Participants were interviewed 14 rehabilitation professionals, physiotherapists, occupational therapists and physiatrists, to collect data on the main nomenclatures used to prescribe seating devices. The inclusion criteria were: have experience in seating prescriptions for at least 2 years. In the test of the first prototype participated another 6 rehabilitation professionals who analyzed the electronic system and suggested new changes. Equipment. The quantitative data extracted from the interviews were organized into tables in Excel, registered sign. The answers were categorized and counted for elaboration of a framework. Programming was done with Android Studio, registered sign, and the Java, registered sign, software and XML, registered sign, language. The internal database software was SQLite, registered sign, and the external Back4 app, registered sign. The images were made using Adobe Flash CS6 and Adobe Photoshop CC and Wacom's tablet. Procedure. The semi-structured questionnaire of 34 questions was elaborated by the author of this study, and the interviews were carried out in an interval of 2 months. The data found in the answers of the professionals were categorized into 8 items: types of seat, cushion, types of backrest, types of trunk supports, types of head restraints, types of upper limb supports, lower limb supports, safety system and accessories. Tables and brackets. In each category, the most cited nomenclature was extracted. A framework for the construction of the first prototype was developed. It was presented to 6 other rehabilitation professionals who were not part of the first stage. The results were analyzed and the suggestions were considered in the elaboration of the second prototype, which will be tested soon. Analysis. The integration of qualitative and quantitative analysis was used to extract as much detail as possible from the nomenclature used by the rehabilitation professionals in the seating prescription in Brazil. The analysis data, although not statistically valid, indicated a great variation in the nomenclature of the devices and little systematization in the seating prescription process. The data analysis of the evaluation of the first prototype was only qualitative. Results. The results demonstrated the variety of nomenclature used by professionals. Table 1. The most equivalent terms were selected for the elaboration of the electronic system framework, called Easy Seating. The suggestions of the analysis of the first prototype were considered for the elaboration of the second prototype that will be validated soon. The second prototype has 8 windows for choosing the devices. Each prescription generates an image with text and metrics. The final product appears complete with the features that the user needs. The figure 1 exemplifies the options of the seat model, figure 2 the models of the backrest, figure 3 the models of head restraints and figure 4 the models of safety system, belts. Table 1. Types of seating devices. Seating devices analysis. Quantitative 1. Types of seat 16 different types. 2. Types of backrest 12 different types. 3. Types of trunk supports 10 different types. 4. Types of head restraints 12 different types. 5. Types of upper limb supports 10 different types. 6. Types of lower limb supports 9 different types. 7. Safety system, belts, 9 difference types, 8 accessories, 8 difference types. Figure 1, for example, seat models. Figure 2, e.g. backrest models. Figure 3, e.g. head restraints. Figure 4, e.g. safety system. Belts. Discussion. The initial results of this research confirmed the existence of a lack of systematization in the process of seating prescriptions in Brazil, such as several names to rank the same device, which corroborates with WHO data on the difficulties wheelchair service in less resourced countries. 6. The professionals interviewed reported difficulties in communicating with the technicians who make the seating, and the constant dissatisfaction in the final product delivered to the wheelchair user. Some studies have already demonstrated the efficacy of telerehabilitation for seating prescription in developed countries, with the use of the Electronic System Remote Wheelchair Selection Advisor, RWSA, that works as support in the decision of rehabilitators, suppliers and patients. 7. The easy seating also has the potential to favor greater systematization and assertiveness for seating prescription in Brazil. Conclusions. This study contemplates the use of technology to favor the prescriptive seating process, but also proposes a tool for investigation of seating interventions, due to the possibility of documenting in a more systematized way the clinical needs of the wheelchair user and to monitor their effects and benefits remotely and collaboratively. References. 1. World Health Organization, Guidelines on the Provision of Manual Wheelchairs in Less Resourced Settings, Geneva, 2008, http://www.who.int/disabilities/publications/technology-wheelchair-guidelines-and-index.html, Acessado M15 de Dezembro de 2017, 2, Frost S., Mines K., Noon J., Scheffler E., Stokel R.J., Wheelchair Service Training Package, Basic Level, Malta, World Health Organization, 2012, 3, Gorin R.J., McCabe M., Murphy N., McGarry A., Murray E. Wheelchair and Seating Service Provision, Exploring Users' Perspectives, Irish Journal of Occupational Therapy, 2012, 39, 2, 314, 4, Dolan M.J., Henderson G.I., Patient and Equipment Profile for Wheelchair Seating Clinic Provision, Disable Rehabil Assist Technol, 2014, 9, 2, 136-43, 5, Casnovas C., Mines K. Wheelchair Service Training Package, Intermediate Level, Malta, World Health Organization, 2013, 6, Toro M.L., ICC, Perlman J. The Impact of the World Health Organization 8 Steps in Wheelchair Service Provision in Wheelchair Users in a Less Resourced Setting, a Cohort Study in Indonesia, BMC Health Services Research, 2016, 1626, DOI 10.1186S129130161268Y, 7, Kim K.Y., Kim Y.S., Scamler M.R. Remote Decision Support for Wheeled Mobility and Seating Devices, Expert Systems with Applications, 2012, v. 39, 7345, 7354.